Dying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And today, we're talking about bees. Indeed. And on the line to help us is Chris Nicklin, who's the chairman of the Western Cape Beekeepers Association. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Rob. Greetings to you and your listeners. And I certainly do hope I can explain something well. Let me give you, or paint you an evocative picture. I'm speaking to you from the top of a fynbos-covered mountain in Johannesburg in the Western Cape, and the storm clouds are rolling in and the bees are rushing back to their hives to ensure that they're not caught up in the storm.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. I'd rather be there than sitting at work, I'll be honest with you. How many hives have you got, Chris?
I run about 1,000 hives, Rob, in a big arc from Tulbach to the west, and then Bredasdorp to the east, which is where I'm speaking to from now. So it might sound a lot, but there are other much bigger commercial beekeepers in South Africa who have 2,000, 3,000, possibly up to 5,000. So in the greater scheme of things, I'm small beer.
Can I ask a silly question? That bottle,
there's no silly question.
That jar of honey I buy in the supermarket that goes in my rooibos tea, how many hives, how much honey do you get out of a hive? How many of those sort of bottles could you make from one?
Robert, varies enormously, and I'm going to tell you something that might astonish you, that South Africa is not a great beekeeping country. We have a terrible problem with shortage of forage pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
We don't crop the amount of honey that beekeepers in other parts of the world do, but on average about 15 to 20 kilograms per hectare, so that would be about 40 jars per hive.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Bigger crops. But Rob, just remember that for one of those 500 gram jars of honey, it takes the bees the equivalent of traveling twice around the world to collect the nectar to turn into honey to put into that jar. So a huge amount of energy is expended by the bees to actually produce that 500-gram jar.
Oh, man, I love bees. They're great. You were talking, there's a storm rolling in over your 1,000 hives at the moment. I know Joburg is slated in Pretoria, the whole of Gauteng, we're going to get drenched this weekend. We're talking 90-100% chance of rain over the whole weekend and early into next week. Winter is coming as well. What do bees do to stay dry and warm?
Well, it's a different situation for us here in the Western Cape. We have two honeybee subspecies in South Africa, indigenous honeybee subspecies in South Africa. We have the Cape honeybee here in the Western Cape, and the African honeybee in the summer rainfall areas of the country. Our bees are increasingly regarded as winter honeybees. In other words, that the colonies reach optimal size in late winter, just going into spring, where the picture is slightly different in the north of the country. But unlike honeybees in the northern hemisphere, our honeybees work hammer and tongs pretty much throughout the year, 365 days, depending, of course, on weather conditions. If the weather conditions are extremely adverse, and we're having heavy rains, very cold weather, the bees tend not to forage as normal. Instead, they cluster in their hives and try to keep warm, because the ambient temperature in a beehive is roughly around about 35 to 36 degrees, and they need to retain that temperature in order to rear their babies. So they expend a lot of energy keeping themselves warm in the cold winter months.
So effectively, they're just going to have a giant cuddle.
It literally is a giant cuddle. It's amazing to see how closely they throng together. They really knit themselves together in a tight ball in order to sustain the kind of temperatures that I was referring to.
Coming up next, you're down in the Western Cape. Canola season is on the way. And I'll be honest, I've only once in my life done that drive through sort of the Agulhas area and Bredasdorp and on the way to Hermanus and so on. It's one of the most spectacular parts of the country. When it's yellow, it's just gorgeous. I mean, it must be the highlight of the year for you guys.
Well, it's certainly one of our big highlights. Not all beekeepers take advantage of the canola, despite the extraordinary positiveness that they can derive from it. What we use canola for ostensibly is a hive management tool. We take our bees, as many hives as possible, onto the canola, and they build up extraordinarily quickly. Over 2, 3, 4 weeks period, the colony can literally double in size, and then we split them if we need to scale up our commercial beekeeping operations and increasing, say, for example, our hives, number of hives from 400 to 500.
Yeah.
We would use the canola to grow the swarms and split them and then create new colonies.
One last quick question, Chris. I read a news report this week, America saying they've got record numbers of bees across their whole country. They don't know where on earth they've come from, but it's great news. How are our bees looking? Do we need more bees?
Well, I think pollinators, and this is not only honeybees, pollinators the world over are on the back foot for all sorts of reasons, not least of all climate change, reckless use of pesticides, loss of forage. So there's a problem with pollinators generally, and that includes honeybees. In the Northern Hemisphere, especially the United States, they've had some very serious problems with their honeybees, in particular the consequence of a devastating mite called varroa, but also a weird condition called colony collapse syndrome. And about 10 years ago, even Time magazine ran a front page article saying that the honeybees in the world are in trouble. In many parts of the world, they seem to have rebounded, but there are still difficulties facing them. In South Africa, our two honeybee subspecies have not been affected as much as they have in the rest of the world. In fact, They seem to be pretty resistant. But that's not to say that we don't have our problems. Forage is our single biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Forage, theft and vandalism of beehives across the country.
It's sad to hear people are stealing a beehive.
Well, they don't even steal a beehive. Often they literally load truckloads full of beehives, but also just pilfering, vandalism.
Yeah.
And so beekeeping, commercial beekeeping in South Africa is a very tough industry to be in.
Yeah.
It's incredibly important because not only do we produce honey, but our major contribution is to provide pollination beehives for fruit farmers and other food crop farmers throughout the country. An estimated 50 food crops throughout South Africa are dependent on the pollination of those crops by honeybees. So bees play an absolutely critical role in our agricultural industry in this country.
Perfect. Chris, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, my friend. Say hi to the bees for us.
Certainly. Well, I'll say buzz to them. Thanks, Robin. I really appreciate your interest.
Absolute pleasure, dude. It was great to have you on. Chris Nicklin is the chair of the Western Cape Beekeepers Association.